Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this stat that I'm going to throw at you real fast?
My dad sent me the Flyers lost, the Eagles
Flyers,
lost, and the Phillies lost.
Yeah, oh, it's exactly man. What it is. My dad sent me his notes on the Giant game last night,
oh, boy.
And I opened it up, and it's a list of notes from the Giants website. But I was like, "Oh my god, he's taking notes on the game. I love it." Listen to this stat. This is great. Since 1991, Jackson Dart and Patrick Mahomes are the only quarterbacks to lead their team to a touchdown on their first possession in each of their first three career starts. Jackson Dart is already getting the Mahomes comps, baby. That's a wild stat. Those are the stats that I look at and go, that's just weird and cool, right? Since 1991, no quarterback other than Mahomes and Dart have led their team to a touchdown on their first possession in each of their first three games. That is strange, man. The fact that they...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have stuff like this too that people can That's find this crazy. Kind of stuff is weird.
Sean Smith, do you have any sort of stats that replicate that, my man?
No, not to replicate that besides my touchdown and a sack in the game like the Richmond Fridge Spray, but I mean, hey.
You had know? A touchdown and a sack in the same game?
Yeah, 2010 against the Seahawks.
What Selly did you hit on him?
I didn't really hit no Sully. I just threw my hands in the air, just happy to get a touchdown and get a dub.
Yeah. Did you black out when you scored?
No, but I had on that after that long-ass flight back to Kansas City from Seattle, I had a great time.
What are those flights back like after a win, Sean?
I was always getting cards, you know, you have a nice beverage, adult beverage, and, you know, talk smack, crack jokes, and that's about it, really. I mean, it's good on a plane ride back when you win, but when you lost, it sucks. Nobody talks. Nobody's really saying anything.
Like, when you lose a game like the Chiefs did on Sunday night, do you walk by the kicker and go, thanks?
If I was playing, I would have been giving them hell, you know what I mean? But I do want to say this, though. I'm gonna recap. I mean, I'm not taking up for him. Nothing like that, but 95, it wasn't 95 fault. Everybody was trying to put the blame on 95. If you look at the play from the beginning, 95 knocks the guard in center back. That's how Trevor Lawrence fell back. And like he did, he thought the play was over with because 90 should have made the play, and I forgot who else should have made the play. Should have kept his containment, and he does that, the game is over. If you wrap him up, the game is over.
Yeah. You talk about being pissed off on a flight home. How long does that linger? Because Monday night's loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars seemed, I think we can all agree to this, it was like a Plaxico Burress incident. It was a self-inflicted wound. That might have been unnecessary. But you look at that game and you tell yourself, okay, how do you grow from that? And you've got Andy Reid at the helm. You've got Spags at the helm as well. How do you see this team taking that loss in Jacksonville and turning it into something positive against a team in Detroit who is offensively the best?
Yeah, we're going against another tough opponent. So with that being said, we got to tackle.
Right.
We have to tackle. We're going against Knuckles and Sonic. So, I mean, that lets you know it's going to be a long day for the defense.
Yeah, I mean, so what do you do, though? You say we have to tackle. How do we get that, you know, word through all week in practice?
More drills, more tackling drills. Probably go live a couple of periods. And as you know, guys don't like, as the season's getting on, you don't like being in full pads, but you go full pad of practice and bring the competition back out and remind guys what's at stake and what we're playing for. What is the tradition? Championship football here. Right now, we're not playing that. We got to get back to it.
Yeah, we had a beat writer on from Detroit who writes for The Athletic, and he said that their youth is in the guards on their their offensive line. That's right where you come from, Sean Smith. That's where you played. There's right there in front of those guards. When they run the ball, are you looking for a tell from those guards, or are you looking in the eyes of the running back?
I'm looking for the guard because most of the time the guard is sitting back lightly in their hand or when they're about to pull in certain movements. And then, I mean, not being funny, but they're coached by Hank Fraley. I used to kill Hank Fraley when he was in the league. He was trash, like trash. But he's played a long time, and he's been with, you know, Dan. I played with Dan in Detroit. I mean, in Dallas, my rookie year, I know he's a hard nose, so the crazy stuff that he says, he's going to have his team motivated. But ultimately, the defense has to win the game this week. No matter what Patrick Mahomes does, we have to play good on defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does start with 95. And you were talking about that play, but, you know, he's been criticized all week for taking that last play off, so to speak. And does that get the players? Do they use that as fuel? Does Chris Jones hear all that and say, all right, I got to turn this thing around. I let everybody down.
Yeah, but I don't think he let everybody down. I mean, he's been the, you know, Michael Jordan had bad games. LeBron James had bad games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I still wouldn't consider this a bad game because people always look at Chris Jones like, oh, he has to make the sack. He has to make the play. His presence alone sometimes is a factor, and people don't look at that. Him being on, when he goes to the outside, okay, now they got to slide to him. He requires a double team every play, sometimes a triple team, whether it's a run or pass. What more can you want him to do? He can't make every play. He's not Superman. You got Nick Bolton. You got what's the kid?
Tranquil,
yeah.
Karlaftis.
Karlaftis was pissing me off in the beginning, but now he's starting to make me better. But he got to make the damn tackle.
Right. Yeah, that's what I've said. Like, they've got him in this category of pressures, the most defensive end pressures with Aiden Hutchinson. But, again, like, I'm okay with Chris Jones creating pressures. I want Karlaftis to bring it home. And I think I get kind of shaded as a Karlaftis hater. But, like, man, they paid you in the offseason, and we're not seeing the sack numbers kind of pile up where I'd like to see them. He's got to bring that quarterback home, man.
But he has to. That's why Chris Jones and him got into it in the preseason. Just being honest, if I'm getting all the double teams and everything's telling me something's got to get home, Charles Amenihu's getting to the quarterback. You know what I mean? I mean, he's not getting paid what Karlaftis is getting paid. Just got paid.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I think you're right about that. He does need to do a better job. If you're going to get that big paycheck, then you have to go out there, and the expectation level rises. You need to play up, you know, to that level of where they are.
He needs to produce like Max Crosby. You want to get paid, you got paid, now produce.
Yeah, no, I agree. You mentioned Amenihu. He got pancaked on that last play, too. I mean, like, he got destroyed on that last play.
Guard, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry about that. But the guard blind, I mean, it was slide protection. The guard seemed coming inside. I need help. Because the guard didn't come, Amenihu probably would have got sacked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's what O-line do a lot. And, you know, we just got to come ready to play. I don't think our season is over with. It's still a long season. This is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This game is not do or die, but we're getting close to it because we're almost at week 10. And once you get to week 10, you kind of know who's going to hit that home run stretch to, you know, go on a thing. But, you know, who knows? After seeing Thursday Night Football and the Giants, a team that we beat,
mm-hmm.
is on a roll. They beat the defending champs that we lost to.
Right.
So,
Well, I think Philly's done, Sean. I think the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs, and I don't think the Eagles are.
Well, I think the Eagles still make the playoffs. They're just in a weaker – the division is weak. You got the Cowgirls
right
with a tie. You got who else?
Washington.
The Giants, Washington, and, you know, Washington just depends on Jaden Daniels. But it's gonna be complicated. I think it's going to be a little funny. It's going to be up in the air because you have Arizona and all them other teams, too, that can make a play, too. But right now the sleeper team is the Jaguars and the Colts. Yep. In the AFC.
Yeah, are you buying the Colts?
Yes, I'm about a coach. You know why? Because they've been consistent and stayed under the radar. With even with the, you know, I feel like they also they got a little bit more value to push for because of Jim Ursula dying, you know, passing away, and it's just a little bit more. And then his daughter's a good. She's good. People don't understand. She's been on the sideline for a long time and been involved around the game a long time, so she understands what's going on.
On a more serious note, you think Jackson Dart got laid last night?
Did he? He's probably just not getting home.
Also,
he reminds me of a better polished Johnny Manziel that's not wow. Doesn't, you know what I mean? You know, come on. I would love to play against him because I'm going to tell you the first thing I would have done. I'm going to snatch that chain off of him when I tackle him just to say I hope you got insurance because now it's mine.
And then take his mom out for dinner.
She's hot.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Sean, when are we going
to... My wife tried to argue with me that last night. We were discussing Jackson Dart's wife. She goes, I don't think she's hot. I go, oh, come on now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, his girl or his wife must have been around when you asked that question.
Sean, when are we going to make the decision like LeBron did and switch over to Hennessy?
I mean, I still have the Henny in there. You know, matter of fact, watch the game this Sunday. Get you some Henny and some Hypnotic. Make you an incredible Hawk, and maybe the Chiefs will get a W by 15 more.
No doubt. I'll have to stop by Flora Farms before I do that, though. You know what I mean? Sean, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game. We'll talk. Where are you at in high school this week?
We play at home against our home school team. My record right now is 3-3, so hopefully we get a W, man.
Okay.
Just see what's going on.
Homeschool team, huh?
Yeah, homeschool team. You know, homeschool is the way to go now. These people are doing now because the way these teachers don't get paid enough, so they have teaching the kids school. So you know, TikTok is teaching your kid everything now. So hey, why not go to homeschool? You know?
No doubt, man. Hey, be safe, be easy, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too.
Well, Sean Smith, there, man. Once a week, we get a cowgirl strap.
I love it.
That's what those cowgirls do.
Mm-hmm.
Cowgirls do.
Well, you got the cowgirls and the...
Mac about shot through the roof when he goes, he's a more controlled Johnny Manziel.
Because I said that exact same sentence last night, so it's funny that he said that. I was like, this is Johnny Manziel
with
a little
incredible
more sports.
Hulk last night? Yeah. Henny and Hypnotic?
I mean, my God. I heard this weekend you don't mix the browns and the clears. How about the browns and the blues on that one? I mean, my God. Hypnotic martinis. I have had hypnotic martinis before. That was one of the... longest nights of my life with Jim Leyritz. I'll never forget that. Sun came up, went to work, did a show.
He said, Jackson Dart's just now getting home.
She's hot. She's hot.
Getting ready to lose control of the show. Jay Binkley joins us for our roundtable here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Our guest on the roundtable brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Get in the game with Chiefs Kingdom scratch ticket only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000 plus enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. See kslottery.com. Boy, we got a big one in Columbia, Binkley.
huge game in Columbia.
Massive game in Columbia.
Two top 15 teams, first time there since 1979.
How bad was that game?
What's that?
Who was in that game?
Texas and Missouri. Texas won.
How big is this game for Eli Drinkwitz?
Massive. I mean, stacking these double-digit winning seasons, and he hit the transfer portal, and all the stars of that team are from the transfer portal. Ahmad Hardy comes in, Bo Perbula, and Penn State kind of wish he may have stayed there and Drew Aller.
Probably so.
Well, the funny thing is College Game Day had the stats of Perbula and Aller, but they didn't put their pictures. And they were doing the College Game Day at Penn State. And so they're like, okay, who is which one? And then they put up Perbula and Drew Aller. And it's like all the stats are through Perbula. But, of course, he hit the transfer portal, but he's a Penn State grad.
So. Let me ask you this. You just brought up a thought for me. What's more important now for college coaches, high school recruiting or the transfer portal? I would say the transfer portal.
I think the transfer portal, it's why these teams all have these GMs. Like Jim Nagy, the guy that ran the Senior Bowl, he's at Oklahoma because – there's different departments now. There's the department of the high school recruiting, the department of the transfer portal, and then, of course, that include the JUCO transfers or whatever that come to you. Now get that extra year of eligibility until another lawsuit. That'll change that. And so, they need a pro personnel department because of transfer portal changes everything fast,
man. It does, and that's
Kevin
why I'm
Coleman,
like,
their best receiver transfer. I mean, all these transfers.
If you're a college coach right now, I mean, and this is where it gets kind of scary for some of these high school kids. I just don't know why you would waste your time recruiting high school kids right now, because most of the guys are going to enter the portal anyway and be gone within a year. Why would you put your resources into recruiting high school players at this juncture?
I agree with you. They're already kind of established. They kind of, you know, who and what they are. Like, for example, Trinidad Chambliss. He's the quarterback at Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. He was the backup. He was a quarterback at Ferris State, D2, you know, playing dusty school in my school. And Pittsburgh State actually beat them with Trinidad Chambliss at quarterback. He was like 60th in the portal as far as in like 800 total. Nobody wanted him. Lane Kiffin watched his film and said, no, I want this guy. And all of a sudden he's, you know, a top five Heisman guy at this point that, you know, playing D2. But again, he needed that, I guess, seasoning before going to Ole Miss. But the transfer portal, you know, helped them out a ton, especially with quarterbacks. These quarterbacks are all hitting the portal and going to a system that fits them with the head coach.
Can Ahmad Hardy win the Heisman if he has a big game today? Is this like one of those like Manziel versus Alabama Heisman moments? Like if he has 150 on the ground, Missouri somehow can win this game, 3-point underdogs at home, and he has 152 touchdowns. Well, that, because I mean, he's on the grid, but he's not I don't think he's right now being talked as a serious candidate to win it.
No, he's not. What's the latest odds? Like 7th or 8th, something like that. He keeps climbing
up. Check him out.
I mean, it's been a great bet from the beginning. Like him, Perbula, way back there. But Ahmad Hardy keeps rising. He was on with Gruden. You know, he wanted to interview these guys. They're getting all the interviews. But yeah, I think a big game against Alabama certainly solidifies him. I think he'd still be, you know, behind Dante Moore of Oregon. He would definitely replace Ty Simpson, the quarterback at Alabama. I think he's sitting number two on the Heisman odds at this point.
He's way down there. He's plus 3,000.
Yeah, it's because 3,000. Of the position. I feel bad for everybody else in college football. You don't really have a chance anymore to win these awards, you know?
Dante Moore and Carson Beck are the leaders in the clubhouse right now.
Yeah. So we'll see what Dante Moore is having a good year. And obviously Carson Beck, transfer portal guy.
Right,
you know,
Georgia.
And then Ty Simpson's third on that list.
Yeah, Ty Simpson, but he's got a chance to replace Ty Simpson. If he goes out and has a great game, he
can.
I mean, Ty Simpson sounds like a guy who's putting at Augusta on Sunday.
I think a good game for Ahmad Hardy, and he might get the invite to New York.
Okay,
very good. All right, let's talk about this big one here this week. I mean, we've unpacked this Jags game for as long as we possibly can. I think this is a big character game for me, where, you know, you show who you really are. The chips are down right now. It was a rough loss in Jacksonville. Criticism all week, rightfully so. Fans pissed off about the way that game ended and went down. Very uncharacteristic of the Chiefs. I just look at this as one of those games where they right the ship, they circle the wagons, and it's go time now.
No, I agree with you. It's kind of funny nationally. Like, it's split now. You expect it to be 100% the other way, but that Colin Coward and all these guys say, well, I actually thought the Chiefs played well, and they've been showing some strides.
Right.
My biggest fear is that if Rashee Rice comes back and all of a sudden they'll go, well, you know, we might want to rest Xavier Worthy, and you're sitting here going, man, I just want to see Brown and Worthy and Rice play together. So hopefully that's not the case. But yeah, just not putting things together, making those mistakes they usually didn't make. They always waited for that team to make mistakes, like the Raiders. The Raiders rolling these Raiders. Like the Raiders fumbled the ball at the end. They feel this pressure. Like the Chiefs used to have this mantra, and it would get in the heads of opponents where they had to be perfect to beat the Chiefs. And they would start to, you know, really bother mentally. Then they'd fumble. Or like Denver and the blocked field goal and the way the Chiefs just kept winning one-score games. And that fear factor's not there exactly. You have to be 100% perfect. But I think playing the Chiefs is still a scary out for all the teams in the National Football League. They don't want to see that team come playoff time whenever everything gets righted. Yeah. And just like the other day, guys, we're talking about 2021. Remember we were talking about that team?
Yep.
They were 2-3.
Yep.
Then they went to 3-3. Well, you know what? They went back to 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They played those Giants. Harrison Butker kicks a field goal in the last minute. They would have been 3-5. That was a team that went all the way to the AFC title game, but they were that close, a minute away against the Giants in a very good game from being 3-5 football team that ended up all the way at the AFC title game. They lost the Bengals that year,
mm-hmm.
But the Chiefs did go to the AFC title game, so it just shows you, you know, the fine line is that close for the Chiefs.
What Detroit Lions player wreaks havoc in your mind in this game?
Aiden Hutchinson scares me. I mean, that guy's motor is just unreal, and they play him on both sides of the line. He'll go back and forth, and they've been getting to the quarterback. They're second in the NFL in sacks. They're just behind Denver. It's good pass rush, and with Muhammad on the other side and DJ Reader in there in the middle for Detroit, but they get after the quarterback, so I guess that part scares me. Their running game, of course, does, but they're, what, seventh in the NFL? The funny thing about Stats Bomb, mm-hmm. Chiefs are 11th in rushing.
Yeah,
Detroit's right. Seventh.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's the fun. And the Chiefs are a top 10 sacking team in the NFL, which you look at that and say, well, your eyes don't exactly say that because it's not, but
right.
Technically, stat-wise, it is.
Well, that's the stat test versus the eye test. You can take both something from both
lies.
Of them. And yeah, no, I think stats are more lies than the eyes.
Oh, 100%.
The Eli's.
I love that.
It's like the Falcons, the best defense in the NFL.
I love it because my nephew's named Eli, so we've taken it to a new level.
I'm going to tell Mac this. I think I'm going to start watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia because Danny DeVito kills me in the Jersey Mike.
Oh, they're great, yeah.
Eli's. He's standing on the table, and he's still not taller than Eli Manning, who's standing on the floor.
I know.
Power ranking of sandwiches, where's that sit?
Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's is the number one sandwich.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Is it?
I mean, Good Sense is behind it, but it's way down there. I mean, I won't go
where would Jimmy John's be?
Not on the list.
Okay. No,
unless
Jersey
stay
Mike's
after
is
bread
the best.
And I'm making Philly cheesesteaks on the stone.
I agree. Yeah. Number one, the power
but man,
ranking.
That Mike's way with that juice, oh, God. Yeah,
fantastic sandwich.
And the pro move is halfway home. You have to roll it over so the juices then go to the other side.
There's juice all over the place.
There you go.
All over the place.
You nailed it.
What's your sandwich? I get the club sub, number 8.
I like the club sub, too. I like anything with roast beef, though.
Over under 4.5 minutes it takes for us to devour one.
Under.
I'll take the
definite under on that. All right, so offensively, I think the Chiefs got an advantage here with the injuries in the secondary to Detroit. I've been looking at that all week and just kind of,
Terry and Arnold,
excited,
that's a big one.
Getting excited, because I think they can take advantage of that. Their offensive line has been playing great. I know you don't like Josh Simmons.
No, that's not true. Let me say this. I love his attitude, man. I love the way he gutted up and played that game. This has been how he's been.
Mm-hmm.
Keep this in mind. He didn't miss one day of training camp. Mm-hmm. He didn't miss one day of OTAs. Like, if there's something to be said about that guy is he came back from that injury in full force, man. This dude is 100% tough.
Yeah.
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it.
But
don't like it.
But we had 6 hours on Saturday and 5 Sunday, 3 Monday to where you kind of think about the pick and say, maybe it was a little bit too harsh time. But I did like Noel Williams.
Noel Williams, yeah, you did like that.
He was our guy.
But with the offensive line playing like the last 10 quarters, I would say, have been fantastic for the offensive line. You have that opportunity now to kind of hit that deep pass and take advantage. Do you think that's going to be a big part of the game plan?
Yeah, because Mahomes feels comfortable in that pocket. I will say this, though. Detroit will bring a big boy pass rush.
Oh, I know they
will. Like the Ravens and the Jags, like for the Jags being 4-1, they have a combined 13 sacks. That's the Chiefs total. So they don't go to the quarter. And they were missing, you know, obviously their best pass rusher with the Jags. So that does matter. I mean, that's stuff. But a couple feel-good games there. Obviously, the Giants was a great test for that Chiefs offensive line.
No doubt.
Yeah, with Burns, you know, running around doing all his damage. You saw how good. That was a good test. So, yes, they had a little, you know, some layups there with the Ravens and Jags as far as the pass rush, because that's not exactly how they go about doing things. But the Giants was. Like, that was legit. So, the Lions will bring that. Being a home game, I think, is great for Juwan Taylor.
Sure.
Because it gets quiet when they're on offense. And
right.
So, he can, if he wants to, try to judge the snap count and step back, which he's been doing so much better. But, yeah, that feeling in Kingsley getting so much better because it's always about the run blocking that Kingsley was good at. But the pass protection has gotten better with him. Simmons plays with an attitude. He was maybe at first, like that punch from the offensive line, he was kind of but that's what happens with rookies in the NFL. Like, they just want to get their footing. But it's changed now, man. I mean, this guy was putting people on the ground and looking at him as he was doing. I mean, Simmons plays with a bit of nastiness, so that's been really good to see with the Chiefs.
So, I know we're flip-flopping back and forth between pros in college, because I want to kind of pick your brain about KU and Texas Tech.
Yes.
14 points is the line on DraftKings. Is KU going to get ran?
Being at Texas Tech,
yeah,
that team is legit,
under the
man.
Lights, man.
That quarterback, Bayron Morton, is just an absolute stud. And they're, of course, funneling in a crap load of money at Texas Tech.
Yeah, so $50 million
this week.
You got to see their facilities they just built for it. You know, they're rocking the Patrick Mahomes logos on it. Hell, sometimes yeah. They wear the with the Gladiator logo.
So you would
logo.
Take Texas Tech and the 14?
Yeah, I mean,
like you take
for Kansas last week, that was an important win. Like, they needed that one because this is such a tough team going to Texas mm-hmm. Tech. But Texas Tech goes out and beats Utah the way they did on the road. Texas Tech's just a machine at this point. I think that's the best team in the Big 12.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Now we move back to the NFL. What's your opinion of Flacco to the Bengals? Because they could have gotten Drew Locke, but they said they...
I'd rather Drew.
Yeah,
I'd rather dude. Drew. Flacco, I get it. Man, maybe they're looking and saying, well, you know, he beat the Packers. He comes in here. He got a veteran presence. He can walk in that clubhouse and be a Super Bowl winner, because he has been. Mm-hmm. And they'll look at that. And I think that whole Joe Flacco elite thing's gone. But he's not that great anymore. Listen, he played with a great defense in Cleveland. Obviously, it's much better than the Bengals.
Since he doesn't add up to his standards.
And they have to walk across a city street to get the practice. I had no idea.
Yeah, they do.
Did you know that they had a cross, like they had to hire a cop and
they have
stop
a crossing
traffic?
Guard, yeah. They have a crossing guard.
I mean,
he goes from elementary school over to the Bengals.
Yeah. So I posted that yesterday on X, and our friend Matt Derrick, who I spilled coffee all over at the Super Bowl,
poor guy,
retweeted my thing with a map of what happens in Cincinnati. He goes, their locker room's in the stadium. They've got to cross this main street to get to the practice fields, and if they have to practice in the bubble, they have to cross another street that's further, you know, in inside of downtown. Like, these guys got to walk down the street to go to football practice now in Cincinnati. That's not a real organization.
Nothing's gotten better. Dallas, the worst defense. Ravens, number two. Bengals, number three. I mean, they went from 32 to 29.
Yeah.
The Bengals have some major issues, and watch Trey Hendrickson be the hot trade target when it comes down to it at the end. But, yeah, Flacco is a good Band-Aid for now, I guess, until Burrow comes back, because it gives him stability. A guy that's won the highest level. He's got, 10 postseason wins, Flacco does. So he does have, you know, does bring that in a lot more than those guys have. So he brings, and he's got a ring, and they don't. So he brings that cachet. I would rather see Drew, but for the long haul, it's going to be Burrow. Burrow's going to come back. He's going to win comeback player of the year for the third time next year.
What's he going to do that next year?
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll be hurt the following year?
Oh, Dak's got that.
But he's going to have three
No, Dak will
trophies
win this year.
For comeback. Well, no, Burrow will get it this year. Next year, it's Burrow's.
Yeah,
you're assuming this year, he's going to be healthy next year.
Yeah, next year, Joe Burrow will win.
Because Bob made a good point this week.
It'll be his third.
He was saying something that, like, this is a weird thing to say, but it makes sense that Cincinnati should be investing in above average backup quarterback.
Yeah, they should be.
It's a hard sell to, like, go to someone like a, I don't know, like a Kirk Cousins, for say, and be like, hey, we're going to pay you a lot of money, but we're not going to have you be our starter. But there's a really good chance our starter probably won't make it through the season.
Well, bring in a Jameis Winston, something like that. Even like I like the Chiefs with Gardner Minshew. Like, I like that fit with what they're doing, because they really like what Gardner's got, NFL experience. And they say he brings a lot, you know, to the table, you know, talking to Patrick mm-hmm. and helping him out. But yeah,
they 100%. Say that every year about their backup quarterback, though, you know?
But that's why Andy gets the experienced guy.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, people like Shane Buechel and all that when he was with the Chiefs, but it's not Andy's job to groom you to be a quarterback. His job is to have you already established. You come in here so we can focus in on Patrick Mahomes, but have a guy that's a leader, you know, that guys respect in there, because, I mean, that's what Carson Wentz did. It was a guy that had been in the NFL. And
right.
Henny and all those guys.
Yeah, so he, like Nick Foles. Like, when Nick Foles was released by the Rams mm-hmm. back in the day.
Right.
Andy was... Nick Foles was right here right away. It's that veteran quarterback. Like, he didn't care.
Redwood.
It's not his job to develop you, drafting you and developing you, because as soon as you hit contract time, he's not going to develop a quarterback for somebody else's team.
Right, yeah.
So that's why I know this allure of these guys that come in, the Buechels and stuff like that, it's fine. But that's not Andy's job to do that. His job is to take a quarterback that's already established.
So speaking of taking somebody, if you could take one player from Detroit, would it be Aiden Hutchinson or would it be Jerry Gibbs?
Probably Aiden, man.
Yeah.
That guy's a game changer, man. He can flip the field and just take the football away, get to the quarterback.
Gibbs
he
in this offense,
puts Mahomes, but yeah, but puts Mahomes back on the field, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good running backs in the NFL and through the draft as well, where you can grab somebody. Like, here's Cam Scataboo, you know, Arizona State, and he's just changing things for the Giants. I mean, you can always go – I mean, running backs' shelf life is – not that long, but Aiden, man, that arrow's still going straight
still
up.
Still going up, and he's a game changer.
I would take him
100%. I'm with you on that one, because that's also what the Chiefs need right now.
They do, because what, Karloftis and Jones getting some pressures, but can you imagine Aiden on that defensive line as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, we talk about offense because it's sexy, but defense ultimately does win championships. There's the Kyle Brandt tweet firing Sirianni this morning. They're addressing that on Good Morning Football. Should they fire Sirianni and be on the hot seat?
Why are people doing this so
well,
fast?
Well, because that's where we are.
It's millennials.
This is where we are in sports now.
People want Andy Reid fired. He's number two all time in postseason wins.
I know. They've
wanted that for
years.
You should have seen our text line through the years.
I can only imagine what
for the postgame, if they lost. Get rid of everybody.
Get rid of everybody. Everybody needs to be fired. Everybody needs to be moved on from. But you know, but this week, no, Aiden Hutchinson is that guy. And as we get closer and closer to that trade deadline, now less than a month away, the Chiefs, unless something drastically happens bad, they're not going to be in the market to add on offense. They are strictly right now, from what I've been told by enough sources, is that they're looking at defensive line. They've been looking to add defensive line since training camp.
Yeah,
this
you
organization.
Could, but I'll be honest with you. Can you imagine Alvin Kamara or even a Breece Hall?
It'd be good.
And I know Braylon Allen's hurt, so they may hold on. They may not. They may not either. Breece Hall will be a free agent next year. Alvin Kamara could come in, but they could release him before the next year. I know he's got a big cap hit next year.
Yeah,
but it'd be
hard.
But it'd be $3 million to go away.
Yeah.
But a guy that catches the football so much like him, I mean, Chiefs are, you know, the top target for Hall and Kamara.
Yeah,
so,
but
yes, they need defensive line help for sure, but can you imagine a running back like that in the system?
Yeah, those are internet rumors versus what reality is, you know. And I don't think the Chiefs are going to waste their draft capital on a contract-ending running back. I know they're not going
to. Especially with Rashard's development.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. They're like, we don't really need offensive help. We've got Rashard Smith doing a nice job, or we're getting Rice back.
And you got Elijah Mitchell just resting, man.
Just
they're resting
there,
to unleash
right?
him like they did Jet McKinnon a few years
ago. Yeah, I mean, like, you've got guys on the roster that you can go out there and utilize. You really need to address that weakness. And I think they will address that defensive tackle position, defensive end position, somehow, some way during the trade market, right? It may not be a marquee guy, but I think they do go out, and I think they do add a veteran presence on that defensive line. At least they're trying to.
Bengals do business?
Wow, I don't know. Do you do business with the Bengals? Do the Bengals do business with us?
The Chiefs wouldn't have Mahomes if it wasn't for one of their biggest rivals, the Buffalo Bills.
That's right.
And also Xavier Worthy, thank you, Buffalo Bills.
Right.
Once again, when they wanted Keelan Coleman, not draft there. The Baltimore Ravens, Chiefs named a lineman, Orlando Brown, Nick Bolton, that pick 58. So the biggest rivals for the Chiefs have been what's built up the team. Will the Bengals do it? I don't know, man. There might be too much there with the Bengals, but never say never with anything.
Outside of Kansas City, who's shown you more good or bad in the AFC West, the Chargers or the Broncos?
Good Broncos. Okay. I think the Broncos are the second best team.
Chargers too beat up?
They are.
Hampton's on the IR.
Slater out of left tackle, and then he was so good there that Joe Wall was a very good left tackle, obviously, at Notre Dame. They're like, okay, can you go to the right side? And he's like, okay. So they gave him the bookends,
mm-hmm.
and now Alt's been banged up and that ankle. So maybe it's in a couple weeks. Who knows? But, yeah, and then Omarion Hampton goes to the IR.
Yep.
You know, the Chargers, you know, they said, hey, let's get a running back. That'll help us win the AFC West. We'll draft the running back in the first round. Raiders did the same thing with Jenty.
Right.
That didn't exactly stop Mahomes, does it?
No, it really
doesn't.
The
Broncos went defense in the first round. They went corner in the first round. But, no, I think the Broncos are better. That defense, Nick Bonito and what that defense is doing.
He's a stud, dude.
Yeah.
God, he's so good.
Nick Benito's a game changer. And so I like the Broncos better than the Chargers.
Is he leading in sacks, Benito?
He was until Burns.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's Burns, Bob's man crash right there.
How the NFL allowed that trade to go down, like the Giants stunk when they made that trade for Burns and nobody really talked about it. They gave up a bunch of picks. Do you know what those picks turned into for Carolina? Nothing. They got nothing back for Brian Burns from the Giants. I mean, he's been unbelievable. Like, that's highway robbery that the Giants were able to get Brian Burns from them for
don't
nothing.
Don't forget the Panthers were the highest spending team in free agency 2 years ago.
That's why when people want to spend it.
Well,
in
they
free
got better.
Agency,
they got the five wins or six wins.
Yeah, you don't win games in free agency with this league. You got to develop these guys. You got to draft them. You got to develop. And the teams that do that are the teams that stay on top, which is why the Chiefs are on top. You mentioned the word game changer.
Burns and Benito are tied, by the way, at seven.
You mentioned the word game
Benito
changer.
Can beat him.
Who's a game changer on the Chiefs defense right now besides Trent McDuffie? And he can't really be a game changer because everybody just ignores him, but he is a game changer.
Bolton.
Yeah.
Just that leadership out there and just.
We're seeing how good he is this year.
Just run around and stuff to run. I think Nick Bolton is the key. He's I would say Mahomes is the defense, but he is for that. I mean, clearly Mahomes is a better player, but it's Nick Bolton's kind of the quarterback of that defense. And I love this young secondary. I think we'll see Noel more. We didn't get to see him much this game, but he's been unbelievable.
Yeah, and I think Spags realized that. You could tell in the press conference. He's like, "Hey, we didn't really plan it this way," and that's kind of how it, you know, it happened. And so
Karloftis having a great year too.
Tell me why? Because Dusty's down on Karloftis.
Are you down, Karloftis?
Yeah, get more sacks.
Well, that's been the thing. Guys slipping out the last second, but getting there to the quarterback, he has been. He's one of the, you know, top five as far as
Chris
Jones'
job.
Well, it is Chris Jones' job.
That's an interior job, and Jones is doing that third best in the league. I get it.
I think Karloftis has been very good, though.
Okay. Well,
Bink, wouldn't you say a lot of those numbers, though, that you talk about have come against porous offensive lines that you told us not to judge too deeply?
Oh, yeah, 100% they have. You got to do it against a good offensive
line. Backup left tackles, garbage time against Cooper Rush.
Yeah, but you can only do it against the teams that you're playing against, you know? And
yeah,
so,
but I'll judge it differently. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But
they need help. I mean, this one, yeah, this could be a yes. focus. And not having Felix really work out, set him back.
Right.
But Andy Reid loves pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
In the first round, could the Chiefs go pass rusher again? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think running back is going to be a priority in the second or third round for him. A tight end certainly will be a priority, I think, this year. I'm thinking the last couple of years, but I think this year. But, yeah, pass rush is going
to
be right up
gotta
there
get to the quarterback,
Chiefs.
Man. We got to get to the quarterback.
Well, but it's Bolton over Karloftis for sure, 100%.
Okay. There you go. That is Jay Binkley. Join us on the roundtable brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Get in the game with the Chiefs Kingdom Scratch Ticket. Only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize, $75,000. Plus, enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. See KSLottery.com. You want to give Vern a birthday shout-out?
Happy birthday, Vern. What a great year he had. Now he's sitting around doing everything his wife wants him to do.
Well, he's on vacation.
For a while, but he said he had a huge list. I brought Vern on the other day. She's got a list for him now.
Well, he'll do it because he's a good husband.
Did you ever have those lists?
Yeah.
You never did them, did you? That's why you're sitting here.
No.
Honey, I got the Mac on it.
Hey, and thanks to Moose hitting 300, so Vern got a great wife. 300 by June 1st, wasn't it?
Well, you're always hitting 1,000 with us, Binkley. We appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, guys.
Jay Binkley. We get back. We get to our Richards of the Week here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Oh, me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Big shout out to Aussie, our boy. He was listening the other day about the Arby's talk, and Mac, you've never had one of these. These are delicious. This is that, you know, cappuccino smoothie. You got to get that hard suck, though, because there's a lot of whipped cream on top.
It's good.
It's
That's
awesome.
Good.
It's awesome, dude.
It's really good.
Shout out to Aussie, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
What score do you give that out of a 10?
35-0.
Oh.
Muscle memory.
Yeah, that's a 10 out of 10 right there. I like
it. Yeah, this is really good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're amazing, dude. This was the order. My buddy Big Ed, Tennessee Ed.
Oh, let's go. Go Vols.
He said, go ahead and announce it, Dusty. Lock of the weekend is your Tennessee Volunteers minus 12.5. Joey throws 5 touchdowns. Petrino has to put his neck brace back on watching the scoreboard move so much.
Love it.
Shout out, Big Ed.
I mean, like, Belichick's on that list. Petrino's on that same list of people you just root against, right?
100%.
He sucks.
He's terrible.
Yeah. Him, Belichick. That's pretty much where it is. Yeah.
The neck brace just kills me, man. Every time I see it.
Such a fraud, that guy.
Who was the lady on the motorcycle?
No, we're not going to talk about that.
I have a neck brace on.
My neck hurts.
Mm-hmm. It is that time of the week where we do the Richard of the Week. Mm-hmm. And here on Fesco and Dusty, I'll go first because my Richard of the Week is an organization.
Mm. Oh, I got an organization, too.
Mine is the Seattle Mariners. Was that yours?
No.
An all-star caliber season calls for an all-star caliber mascot. Introducing the Dumpa Squatch.
No.
Cal Raleigh's official postseason mascot. You don't get this.
No. Did you say a Masquatch?
That's right.
Is that what they're saying?
That's
a
right.
Masquatch?
Yeah. So, you're no. No.
No.
He's not the big dumper.
What the hell?
You're not taking Vinny Pasquantino's Pasquatch theme. They've got a little thing. It looks like the Brownie Man or the Brawny Man, but with a Sasquatch head and a trucker hat.
I will say this. The guy who runs their in-game entertainment in Seattle used to be here in Kansas City. He's a Kansas City kid. He's a Royals fan.
Coincidence? I think not.
You can't do that.
Yeah, that's a Richard
cool.
move.
That's not cool.
That's like LeBron taking Snoop Dogg's thing.
Yeah.
It's a solo stuff.
Right? We'll get there.
I'm going to go smokeless. I'm going to make an announcement. I'm going to go with Hennessy. Seattle Mariners, you're a Richard, and you're my Richard of the week. You don't steal another. You don't mow another guy's lawn.
No, that's bad.
6-7, my ass. 0, nothing. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
It doesn't
even sound good. Dump a squatch?
No, it sounds terrible.
How about pop a squatch?
I thought that was all fraudulent when I first saw it. I'm like, is somebody making a joke out of all of this? And I'm like, oh, Seattle stole this? Yeah.
That'd be like if the Royals had the Little Mermaid's dad's wand every time they hit a home run. Whatever that thing's called. An onyx?
Scepter, I think. Isn't a scepter?
Steven and scepter?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, come on, man. Like, we got a guy that wears a mascot of a Sasquatch in the middle of August that walks across our Hall of Fame building.
In the middle of August in Kansas City.
They gave out promos of the Pasquatch chain. Vinny Pasquantino wears one that I probably could never afford. Seattle Mariners, Richard of the Week from Dusty Likens. You do not take another man's treasure.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. That really is a bad look. This week, my Richard of the Week is going to the Kansas City International Airport. Oh. And I am...
Airplanes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm an AV geek, and I love it and whatnot. This was a big week for announcing flight routes all around
Trident,
the country, right?
By the way, I think is what it's called.
You're right. I think it is a
Trident.
I'm not
right. Techsign always gets us.
Yeah, I think it is a Trident. And this week, flights were being added all over the country to great destinations. St. Louis added another flight to Europe. Right, they've now got nonstops to Frankfurt and London, and I think there's rumors that they're going to add Ireland as well. You know, there's been a bunch of international flights added from Denver recently, all over the place. Kansas City International Airport, you've got the new terminal. You guys need to step up your game in recruiting the airlines and the flights to come to Kansas City because you know what our flight was added this week? Do you know what flight we got added this week to Kansas City? We got nonstop to Norfolk, Virginia. That was the addition that we got. We got a new flight to Norfolk, Virginia, to which I've got some pretty smart friends, you know, and they said to me, I've never even heard of Norfolk. I'm like, where is that? I'm like, it's in Virginia. Who wants to go there? Why is that the flight that's getting added? The folks at the airport are letting down this city. The city went to bat, built that new terminal, and we're getting flights to Norfolk, Virginia. Come on, man. Do better up at that airport. It's time to get people in there who are going to go out and recruit these airlines and do what's necessary to bring international travel. We got the World Effing Cup coming here to Kansas City next year, and St. Louis is getting flights added internationally. This needs to be done here in Kansas City, or better destinations, even domestically. Norfolk, Virginia? Who the hell cares about that? That's a stupid ad.
And it had to be St. Louis. That just really grinds my gears.
Well,
It's
every airport around us. Every airport around us is adding international flights to Europe like it's going out of style. We can't even get a flight to Canada.
Mac loves flights.
No.
Like Yingling flights.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Great on the golf course.
Wine flights, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tequila flights.
They do that?
Oh, yeah.
They do flights for anything, probably.
Oh, yeah, you can do tequila flights, cool. Yeah.
There's a whiskey flight at the Leather Saddle in Weston. They do one. I think I've talked about this 100 times. You go up to, like, the stair rail, and they give you, at least they used to.
Great place, yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. Like, you go there, and you're like,
nice. Now, coming down the stairs isn't exactly the best.
No, it's not, but they have, like, the oversized leather couches up there.
Awesome.
It's great. Like,
yeah.
It's awesome.
Yes, I have been there. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I love Weston. You know, we like to go on a Friday when nobody's there. You know, one of the days off. I've been hit.
Somebody texts me, yo, I lived in Norfolk for 5 years and prayed for a direct flight to KC.
Well, now
I live here and they got one. Shaking my head.
One guy.
He's like, who's going to? Have you ever heard anybody say, you know where we're going to go this summer? Norfolk, Virginia. Like, why is that even a... Why are we doing this? You're wasting your time, KCI. Start booking real effing flights out of the airport.
He wants apple picking and cider, damn it. All right, Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't been that mad since 2012. Like, it's embarrassing. We're an international city with the World Cup, and we got a flight to Norfolk, Virginia.
I'll get you some cider this weekend, Bob. It'll be good. I'll make sure and get you some.
Are you going to Lewisburg?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think you can go there tomorrow.
Tell him you know me.
Of course. Okay, will do. Yeah, I don't know. I had a couple. I didn't really have like a lot of Richard experiences. Nothing really at the resort happened in Cancun.
Father-in-law then?
There were two. Well, you don't need to get into that. Thank you, Bob. There were two resort employees that were a little sassy with me for not knowing Spanish, but I don't think they were Richards about it. Like, Fair enough. You know, I should probably know some more Spanish.
When you go to an international country, you attempt to speak the language, and 9 times out of 10, they appreciate it. And most people do speak English. But if you go through the effort and try.
I'll try that more next time.
And try. Yeah.
Before Spain, I am going to look up some. I'm going to try a little bit more. Just get some sentences at least that I can. I don't know. We'll see what I can do.
We were in Paris with my mother years ago, and she went up to a cop and she started speaking Spanish. The cop just started laughing. Goes, lady, I don't.
Like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mexican Chipotle, arroz blanco.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, what? Exactly. Like, dude, I'm you.
That's going to be a. No, but I'd say LeBron because we should bring that up.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron James. Total Richard move, dude.
Getting sued.
And come now on, he's not even playing the first 3 to 5 weeks of the season because he has a sciatic nerve injury. Believe me, I have it going on right now. My wife has it going on right now. We ain't sitting out 3 to 5 weeks. I mean, you can't sit out 3 to 5 weeks after you like defrauded the public.
Because
if you fell for that thing, right, you're an idiot. That's on you for falling for that. I'm with J.J. Redick all the way on that. If you fell for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's on you.
Yeah, I love how honest JJ was. Come on, guys.
Come
what
on.
Do you think?
Not, come on. Yeah, like, all right, I'm with you, JJ. Like, those people who fell for it, that's on you.
Well, I hope you people fall for doing something nice for somebody this weekend because you never know. Like our buddy Aussie brings up these Jamocha shakes. He did something nice. It changed our day, our week, our month, our year. It could do it for you. You can do it for everybody else out there in this world that could definitely use some more kindness. Stay safe, stay groovy, stay awesome. Enjoy the game on Sunday night. Coming up next, live in Raymore at Community American Credit Union. It's Alex. It's Cody. Drew's back here with the statues. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.